Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
Dis 'n warm tot baie warm begin van die naweek met enkele buie en donderbuie wat verwag kan word oor Gauteng, Mpumalanga, Limpopo en die Noordwes. Pretoria op na 31, Johannesburg 28, Mbombela 30 en Malagleni en Polokwane 29, Rustenburg op na 33 grade.
Goeiemôre in Pretoria, beweeg verkeer baie stadig op Roger Dyson weg oos, dis nou by Voortrekkerweg.
In die syde van Gauteng ondersoek die polisie 'n saak van moord nadat 3 liggame onder die sement gekry is by 'n randwaterstruktuur. Die Sedibeng Blitspatrollie sê die liggame is maandag gekry langs die R42 Barrage pad. Die liggame is uit die sement gelig met behulp van die Midwaal brandbestryderspan wat swaar masjiene hiervoor moes gebruik. En in Spanje het 'n hof beslis dat 'n enkel ma die reg op dieselfde ouerskapsverlof het wat 'n lewensmaat sou kry indien sy een gehad het en haar verlof is effektief verdubbel. Die saak is gebring deur 'n enkel ma wat nou ook die addisionele 16 weke ouerskapsverlof mag kry boonop die verlof wat sy as die ouer ook kry nadat sy geboorte geskenk het. Ek's Gerda de Souza, meer nuus om 9.
Well, all eyes on the Australian Open at the moment. It's the men's semi-final day. Novak Djokovic has retired injured after losing a grueling first set of the semi-final to Alexander Zverev, leaving his bid for a record 25th Grand Slam crown in tatters. The Serbian's upper left leg was again heavily taped after he'd hurt it in the quarterfinals, and he called time after going down 7-6.
Yeah, I did everything I possibly can to manage the muscle tear that I had, and towards the end of that first set, I just started feeling more and more pain, and it was, yeah, too much to handle for me at the moment, so... Yeah, unfortunate ending, but I tried.
The defeat also deprived him of a 100th career title. Zverev's reward is a clash in Sunday's showdown with either world number one Jannik Sinner or American 21st seed Ben Shelton. South Africa's netballers conceded their series to higher-ranked Jamaica. They lost the second of the three internationals to the host 59-47. That was in their match at the National Indoor Sports Center in Kingston. The Argentina fly half Nicolas Sanchez, who holds the record for most points scored in a Los Pumas jersey, has announced his retirement from the game. Between 2010 and 2023, he scored an incredible 902 points in 104 tests for his country. And Paul Royals crushed Durban Super Giants by 5 wickets with 15 balls to spare in the Betway Premiership SA20 clash at Kingsmead last night. They picked up 4 points, so increased their lead atop the standings. And big rugby to look forward to, including the Sevens in Australia and the return to URC for the local sides. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Jacarina FM plays more.
Baby, you're a firework.
Music.
Is it too late now to say sorry?
You love.
You're too sweet for me.
Like this.
Never used to beg, never used to plead, thought settling.